For WNCW, I'm Stina Sieg. Storytelling, mountain music, quilts. They're all part of Western North Carolina heritage, so they're all part of Tom Godlewski's autobiographical show, Fresh Preserves. Godlewski is probably best known as the lead singer, bass player, and founder of the bluegrass band Buncombe Turnpike, but in recent years, the Asheville native has also been recognized for creating this multifaceted theater experience. The show, which Godlewski wrote a few years back, is returning to NC Stage in Asheville January 23rd through the 27th. In a recent conversation, Godlewski spoke about another man behind Fresh Preserves, his late Uncle Robert. When Godlewski was a little boy, Uncle Robert used to take him on his paper route and tell real-life tales of days gone by.
And he would tell me about, you know, growing up, he first lived in South Carolina, then he moved to Madison County, North Carolina, and, you know, it's some really, really interesting stories, and he was a really good storyteller. So I just thought it would be kind of a good way to honor my family and the people that told me these stories over the years. So the first act is just about, you know, lessons learned and stories. And we also have these paintings that Asheville artist Scott Allred did, and they're big paintings. That, you know, they're like, some of them are 4 or 5 feet tall, and they depict a scene from each story. And then we have a friend, a lady whose name is Connie Brown, who's a quilter. She's a quilt expert. She comes out. The pictures are covered with the quilts. And when the story is told or the song is sung, she comes out and removes the quilt off of that painting to reveal the painting. But the second act is more of my dealings with Uncle Robert as he got old and how he got dementia and how he couldn't remember the stories. And so it's just, you know, it's kind of like an autobiography.
And were you surprised when people started to really respond to something that's really your story? How did it make you feel to know that it was touching other people? And
I was so humbled and so honored that people actually paid money and paid attention and came to the show. It's just so nice that, you know, people come up to me after the show and they're crying. And I've had people come up to me with big tears in their eyes and say, oh, that scene, you know, that one scene. And, you know, that's exactly what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you feel something, you know, the different scenes and the different, you know, things that happen in the play. But it is so humbling and so, it's such an honor for people to pay attention to your work and act like they, you know, and tell you they like your work and they like what you're doing. And it's really awesome. It's cool.
How do you feel like you're growing up and hearing those stories? How do you feel like it affects who you are today?
Well, it absolutely affects who I am today. I have a neighbor a man named Frank Hall that gave my brother and I a baseball when we were little boys. And years later, Mr. Hall came up the road here, and he said, he was at my house, he saw me in the yard, and he yelled out the window, he slowed the car down, and he says, hey, I want to get one of them CDs. No, he says, I want to get a cassette, is what he said. And one of them bluegrass cassettes. And I'm like, well, hang on. I said, well, first of all, it's not a cassette anymore, it's a CD. So I give Mr. Hall the CD, and he has his wallet out. He's sitting in the car. He's got his wallet out. He's getting ready to pay me. And I said, Mr. Hall, you put your money up because you've already paid for that CD. And he said, well, son, how did I do that? And I said, well, you paid for that CD a long time ago. And he said, well, how did I do that? And I said, you gave me and my brother a baseball. So to sum all that up, Mr. Hall said, well, he said, there are two things that a young'un's going to remember, and that's who was good to him and who was not. You know, so my upbringing directly, you know, some of the things that happened to me as a child directly affected, you know, the events and everything in this play. My uncle, you know, he told me, one of the things that we talk about in the play is, and my uncle told me about this, we talk about good measure, and good measure is a, you know, a way of life that my uncle believed in, that you give more in life than you have to. Instead of maybe just doing enough to get by, you do more than you have to. there's, you know, one scene in the play where the little boy is throwing papers, and, and Uncle Robert says, this paper's got to go on the porch, and he throws the paper, and it doesn't go on the porch, and he says, get out and go put it on the porch. So he runs to put the paper on the porch, and then Uncle Robert tells him, you know, all we really have to do is put that paper in the yard, but this lady's old, and she can't move up and down the steps like she used to. From now on, the paper's going on the porch. So it's basically doing the extra and doing more than you have to than just scraping by the skin of your teeth. And Uncle Robert, he told me the story of when he was a boy, being at the mill, working for a man at the mill, the mill where they ground corn. And this was during the Depression, and the man couldn't pay him money, but he said, I will give you a bushel of shelled corn for a day's work. And when he got through working, this man's name was Mr. Buckner, and Mr. Buckner filled up his basket and let corn flow over into the floor. And he said, Mr. Buckner, you're wasting that corn. And he said, no, son, I'm giving you good measure.
Now, I'm wondering, when you were a little boy and you were hearing, you know, these stories being told to you, did you have any idea how big a deal this was? Did you have any idea how important and rare it was?
I don't think I heard the stories when I was a child, and I remembered them. But I don't really think, as a child, I didn't really realize, I didn't really realize the potential. And I didn't realize my potential of being able to put them into a story or put them into a play. You know, later on, you know, and when you're a teenager, you don't think anything hardly, you know, but running around and doing whatever. But, you know, as I got older, I started thinking about, you know, how could I extend these stories that my loved ones had told me. And I'm glad that it, you know, I finally kind of got on the stick here, you know, got on the ball and got it done. You know, so it's, you know, there are many songs about old boys leaving the mountains and then longing for home, you know. And I'm like, I can't write, I'm not going to, I don't do a song about that because I never left, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you get to write songs and stories about celebrating where you still live, which I think is great.
Exactly. And I feel really blessed and fortunate to have, you know, to have all this heritage and this, you know, this place here. I'm very blessed and very fortunate to, I've got a really good life. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I used to think, I want to make like millions of dollars and stuff like that. You know, everybody needs money and all that. And I'm like, but, you know, how much do you really need? You know, we've got a good life here. And I just, you know, I couldn't imagine what to do if I had millions and millions of dollars. I mean, I pretty much got everything I ever wanted anyway, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate it.
And you can see Tom Godleski's Fresh Preserves, January 23rd through the 27th at NC Stage in Asheville. For WNCW, I'm Stina Sieg.